Now joined with head coach of the Salmon Arm Silverbacks, Tyler Shattuck. Obviously, you guys got off to a good start there in game number one, up to a 3-0. What did you like about your start to get you guys up to 3-0 through those first 43 minutes?
Yeah, I liked a lot of the stuff we did in the first little bit. So it's we're going to lose in the playoffs at some point here. We probably didn't think it was going to be the way we did yesterday, but you got to win four to win a series. So there's a lot of hockey to be played here. We got to kind of wash it away and get back to our game. As we saw, if we play the right way, that it will work. Because we did it for the first 40, like you said, 43 minutes, and then obviously things spiraled on us a little bit and we couldn't get it back.
And obviously a couple lineup changes here. Isaac Lambert returns the lineup following suspension, and Hayden Stavrov also back into the lineup to get you guys to 12 forwards and 6 defensemen. How excited is the team to have those two back in the lineup here, and what can they bring to the table for you guys?
Yeah, they're big pieces of our team. They're big pieces of our first round as well. So brings a little bit more depth up front for us. Obviously both bring an ability to create some offense for us. So I'm sure both guys are chomping at the bit here to get back in the lineup and get playing. And we're excited to obviously have them back.
And the team showed good discipline last night, not going to the penalty kill unit at all. So how important is that, obviously, moving forward to staying out of the box as much as possible?
Yeah, it was good. I think that we could probably be a little bit more physical. I thought that was probably our least physical game of the playoffs, going back into the first round. And not saying that we want to be in the box or anything, but we want to initiate things. We want to be aggressive. And obviously, just in that kind of last period, you saw us sit back a little bit, and we kind of decided to turn some pucks over. Our puck management wasn't great, so it is what it is. We got to move on here from it, but if we do play a little bit more physical, I think that'll help us out.
Ryan Gillespie, a solid game last night, a goal and assist, up to 5 points now in the postseason. What did you like about his play last night, and how can he continue to propel and move forward here?
Yeah, he was probably our best forward, if not one of the two, right? So I thought he skated well. The thing about Gilly is his game play is just so good. He's a guy that you don't really ever have to worry about habit-wise, D-zone-wise, and so far in the playoffs, he's getting rewarded for that play. Usually the guys that do play that way and come playoff time are the guys that get rewarded, and we're seeing it again with Gilly. So his speed and his ability just to read the game, as you can see, obviously, on the neutral zone, creating the turnover and then moving it to Mac there on the first goal is what sets Gilly apart, and we look for him to continue to do that.
And last question for you, game two here tonight against the Vipers. Obviously, you saw what they're going to bring to the table here throughout this series. So what's going to be the key to success for your group here tonight?
Yeah, we just got to respond. I think there's no point on dwelling on what happened yesterday. It's over with, and we got to see our group come out and be aggressive again like we were at the start of the last game, and if we can continue that for a whole 60. I mean, throughout the playoffs here, we've been really good with the lead. So I'm hoping that yesterday was a little bit of an anomaly and we can get back to what we've been doing in the first round and kind of get back to our game right away here and push these guys right from the start.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thanks.
Now joined with Silverbacks forward number 26, Isaac Lambert. Isaac, you missed the last couple of games due to suspension. Game number 4 in Prince George, you saw your team clinch the series, and then game 1 last night against the Vipers. How excited are you for you to get back into the lineup here tonight?
Extremely excited, extremely happy with what the team have done in the couple of last games, and can't wait to get back to work and play tonight.
And this is going to be your second go-around in the postseason here with the Silverbacks. Obviously, you had a great year last year in the postseason. How did that playoff experience help you, and how is that going to propel you here tonight?
It's just the best time of the year, and for me, that motivates me to bring out my A game, and I feel like that's it. That's the way it is for the entire team, and I feel like that's what have made our success.
And as you've missed the last two games, you're able to watch the games maybe from a different perspective and see things that you don't normally see from ice level. So what did you grab seeing from your team over the last couple of games, and how are you going to use that to your advantage here tonight?
What I've seen from Prince George, this year against Prince George, I've seen that we created a lot of chance off physicality, and I feel like maybe we missed a bit of that yesterday. So I'm definitely going to bring this part of the game tonight.
And in terms of just the playoff hockey, you talked about the physical side of the puck. We know you like to play the physicality and use that to your advantage. So what is it about the postseason that makes your game excel at this time of the year? And how do you use that to your advantage here tonight?
Just knowing what my role is and just playing the best I can to like help the team have the most success is just what I'm focusing on, is just playing the game I'm good at and doing my role for the team.
And last question for you, 1,800 plus here in the Shaw Center last night. Obviously great to see. The fans were very exciting. So what does that mean to you as a player and for your team to have that support behind you every single night?
Oh, it's extremely exciting. I remember walking out of the gym yesterday and seeing all these guys and all these fans in Section L especially. Like, it's a great atmosphere playing here, and it's just really the best. It just shows that it's the best time of the year and that fans are really, really like behind our back and supporting us. So it's amazing.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Now joined with assistant coach of the Vernon Vipers, Lukasz Lumicki. Thanks for taking the time to join me today. Obviously a great start for your group, picking up the game one victory yesterday. You guys got off to not the best start, going down 3 goals, but able to come back very strong in the third period. So what did you like about the resiliency shown by your group there in the third?
Well, obviously we like the result, but to be honest with you, we didn't like the way we play. We had really slow start, and Sanmarm came hard and played a really good game. But then when we were 3-0 down, we know there is nothing to lose. So, and our last 10 minutes were really good, and we start pushing. We just put the pucks on the net, and we were lucky. And then in overtime, we got big save, and you know, we make really good play on the winning goal, and we got rewarded. But we need to be much better than that. So,
and in terms of the 3 goals to the comeback there, 3 different goal scorers getting the board, all of their first of the postseason. So how big is that for your group to get contributions from up and down the lineup?
Yeah, I feel like we don't have any big stars. We're like more like we're a deep team, and everybody can score, every line can chip in, and I felt like in the playoff was our advantage. So it showed yesterday again, and hopefully we're gonna keep going with that.
And he briefly touched on Ethan David's save in overtime. He had another good game, a great performance throughout this postseason. So what can you say about his play so far and once again last night?
Yeah, I think Ethan was really good for us in the first round, and he's playing with confidence. And in the playoffs and a game like that, you need big save. And, you know, obviously, like I said, it was big save, and it gave us win.
And in terms of the crowd, obviously a big one here last night in Salmon Arm, but you guys had a great following as well of Vipers fans coming here to Salmon Arm. So how big of a boost was that for your group just to see the support from their home team?
Yeah, like you said, it's always good when you can see support of your team, and like it's close, right? So we're expecting same thing Tuesday from your fans. And yeah, it's good. It's good for the kids when they play in front of people, and it's make more fun for sure.
And last question for you, game two here tonight, you guys look to take a 2-0 series lead. So what's going to be the key to success here for your group to take home the win?
I think we need to be more consistent. We need to play a bit more detailed, and you know, it's not going to be enough play just 15 minutes like yesterday, and we need to make sure we're playing full 60. And if we're going to do that, I think we give ourselves a chance to win this game.
Awesome. Thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.